Hey everybody, Coach John here with your Motivation Monday game plan on a Monday, March 18th, 2023. Due to some different challenges that came up, this is being recorded a day late, but I'm still going to send it out with Monday's date because this is something that it struck me reading this over. The last few times I've read this over, this is from the book I read every single morning, The Traveler's Gift. There's seven lessons for success, right? Seven decisions that determine personal success. And this comes from the Tuesday, the second decision for success. So the second day of the week, I started on my Monday. In the back of each of these, I've mentioned this before, this is the book by Andy Andrews, The Traveler's Gift. This is something that there's a little summary scroll message in the back of each of the seven lessons, right? So it's a couple pages. And so that's what I have read the summary, read the little scroll message there on each of the 7 days, you know, one message a morning, right? And so this second decision for success is I will seek wisdom, right? And since this is my book, it's not anything I have to return to anybody else or return to the library or anything. If you've heard me before, I write all over my books. Different color ink. There's different things I try and underline and star and circle and write little comments in the margins with maybe some dates that some of these things come to me. This one is talking about our past, right? And so there's something that I wrote on here that I wanted to share because to me it makes total sense. And the more I think about this, it's definitely, to me, it's true, right? But this starts out saying, knowing that wisdom waits to be gathered, I will actively search her out. My past can never be changed, but I can change the future by changing my actions today. I will change my actions today. That gets me thinking about if I do better today, my yesterdays become better, right? If I have little wins every day and do things the right way or try and do them the right way, my days get better, but that also means my yesterdays become better. And it also lays the foundation for my tomorrows to be better. I've mentioned this before, right? And I know I'm not the first one to think about this, okay? But to me, it's eye-opening. And so not only does this hold true that our past is our best mentor, right? My past is my best mentor. It's with me all the time. The good, the bad, the ugly, right? But the lessons, the memories, the history, the conversations with people, right? Those always help me to become better. Here's the second piece to this, right? Here's the second piece to this. The past of others that are in my life are also part of my best mentor. I'll give you the example of my wife. My wife's past has helped me. The good and the bad, the ugly for her, right? The lessons she's been through. Now, I don't know 100% of all of them, but I know a good amount, right? We've talked. I've been present for some of her things that have happened and what we've gone through together and what she's had to go through, and I've tried to help and vice versa, right? So not only is my past my best mentor, but my past is reflected also in hers. Her past has helped me. Her past is a mentor of mine, right? And that's why it hit me this morning as she left for work, which is never a fun time from the standpoint of I miss her, right? But I know she's got to go do what she's got to go do, and at least for a little while longer until she can make some changes and we can make some changes together to get her home or doing something different or whatever she wants to do, keep working or whatever. But her past makes me better. So if I want to do some good things today, which are things I know I need to do, that'll help her in some way, shape, or form, little, big, whatever, to have a good day today. That helps her have a better tomorrow, but also helps create a better yesterday. And so if we can strengthen our yesterdays together, if we can strengthen our pasts together, it's one of those things that it can help us in our future. Okay? And it hit me this morning that I know I need to strive to probably be better every day so that not only my days get better, my past, my future, but hers as well. And when you start attaching other people that you love, that you care for, that you influence and they influence you, right? It makes a bit of a difference as far as helping you to do good things. It helps you to do battle with the things that you need to battle and get better at and improve upon, right? Because you got somebody else in the game with you. It's not just you, right? Not just the man in the mirror as I look in the mirror right now in my living room studio with me looking back at myself. It's more than just me, okay? So I just found that very, very interesting about seeking wisdom. Our past, right, is our best mentor, but also the past of those that we love, right? That's our best mentor too. And I guess it could even be expanded to obviously my kids, but also my parents, my sister. Even my grandparents, the life that they led and the stories they shared, that's why it's so important to share stories. That has also become part of my past that I can lean on, that I can learn from, that I can remember. And I've been doing a lot of that lately, right? I've been doing a lot of that lately. The former student of mine who passed away from cancer, just saw another post, another former student is battling cancer. Definitely optimistic with the treatment plan that's come out for him. My parents lost a very, very dear friend, longtime friend, recently. He had Parkinson's and a few other things. And I know it's hard, for them too. As they get older, as we all get older, you start losing people you care about. And that's what happens. That's what life is. Life, there's a beginning and an end. And but the paths of these people can become strength for you. They are part of your past as well, even though you're not in their shoes, but maybe you walk some footsteps side by side with each other and you learn lessons from each other. That's why it's always important, I think, to try and be your best. And I have not done that much of my life. I've had great flourishes of being my best and doing things right. I've also had other many times of not, right? This little passage that I wrote in here, it's what I do next that matters. That's a huge thing. Our past is our best mentor, and so are the paths of those people that we love, right? Those people that we care for. Because it becomes part of us and we learn from them and we can draw on the strength. So just an interesting little tidbit here on seeking wisdom and how our past connect with each other and they become something we can lean on and use to make better tomorrows, which if I make today better, it's better yesterday, tomorrow, right? It's a better tomorrow from now. Gets a little confusing when you start thinking about it, but you create a better future, you create a better past, and it ties together. It goes together as far as you living your best life. And that's what we all want to do about the short time that we're here. Okay? All right, you guys. Hey, again, a little delay in getting this out. And I'll get the daily thought out here too for Monday. And don't want you to miss it. I know there's a few people like, hey, he didn't get a podcast out today. The people that are listening to this, you know who you are. I thank you for worrying. Everything's okay. But again, please keep your head up, keep moving forward, keep smiling. create a great day today so that your yesterdays get better and so do your tomorrows. And then also the people that you love, the people that you're around, lean on those too and help them to become better because it influences you and them, of course. Okay? All right, you guys, take care of yourselves and each other. We'll talk again soon. See you.
Hey, everybody, thanks again for listening to this podcast. I appreciate you sharing this podcast with others, leaving a rating wherever you listen to it. That helps other people find it. And I appreciate your time, always taking time to listen to my podcast wherever you may be. So once again, find me over on Facebook at Coach2ExpectSuccess, over on Twitter at Coach2Success, Coach John Daly on Instagram, and Coach2ExpectSuccess.com. There's the website. Check out the homepage. The book list is there. Reach out to me there on the homepage. You can send me a message. Check out the blog as well. And again, thank you so much for spending your time with me today. All right, take care of yourselves and each other. We'll talk again soon. See you.